No, I'm not that.
All right, are we recording?
I can't even remember words.
We're live. Okay, let me help. Geronimo, that's a word. Mincemeat, that's, I think that's a compound word, but it might be two separate. It works as both. Good to go. Thinking about mincemeat now,
I think it's. I think it's one word.
Okay. Well, but it can, mince is its own word and so is meat.
Separately, they're two separate things. But yeah, no, mincemeat, I believe, is... Because I think it's... I mean, depending on what you're talking about, because...
Yeah, mincemeat pie. Well, that's like... that's a fruit mince pie.
Yeah. That's... Yeah, that's called mincemeat. I don't know why.
Yeah, right? It doesn't make any sense.
It's so bizarre, but it tastes so good.
It's what? Nah,
you
I mean,
can get
fine.
You can get
one,
that filling
two,
in a
three,
jar
clap.
To
yeah.
make your own. Who the fuck is making their own?
They're
no.
fine
You're
until
going
you get
in there
the orange
with
peel in
fucking
it.
Fucking spoon yeah. and just.
Hi and welcome to
that
Hey
shit.
Buddy, nice podcast.
And I don't care that you've started
Over
this.
There
I am
in
talking
Scotland,
about this.
Raving
I fucking love it
about mincemeat pies.
And
is Brogan Hastings.
Love it. Like I fucking love Nutella. And over there trying to interrupt me, it's Wayne Giovinazzi. I am all for eating things straight out of jars with a spoon.
Oh yeah.
Whether
yeah.
it be mincemeat, the fruit-flavoured pie filling, whether it be Nutella, mm-hmm. whether it be fucking Cadbury's hot chocolate. I used to eat that shit straight
Powdered.
Out of the tub. Powdered.
Yeah.
That was so fucking good. Yeah. That was like a fucking treat.
Yeah, I will absolutely pendulette the fuck out of peanut butter.
Peanut butter I can't do. I find it too tacky. It sticks to
the
roof thing, of
my... The one thing I say. It's like, peanut butter. Psh, psh,
I think
posh.
If it's peanut butter and something, like if it's one of these jars that was mixed in,
Oh, okay.
But yep. I can't, because it sticks to the roof of my mouth, it makes me choke.
Yeah, okay. So it's a texture. You don't like the mouth feel, is what it is, of
well,
peanut
Well, it's not
butter.
Even that. If it didn't stick to the roof of my mouth, I could probably eat peanut butter okay. like that. I like the taste. I like the texture. Yep. It's just what it does. It's like sucks all the moisture out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't think of really any other foods that do that. I mean, I have never tried almond butter. It might as well.
Almond butter's slightly better.
Mm-hmm.
I like almond butter. I like cashew butter. I like all the...
Bless you.
The butters like that. Almond butter with apple slices is amazing. I fucking love that. I haven't had that for ages.
The almond butter goes on the apple slices, or are they... but, like, okay, tell me about your prep. Do you cut the apple with a knife, or do you have one of those, like, corer things where it, like, cuts it into slices, removes the core for you?
I believe we had one of those at one point, but I never used it because I didn't like it, because the way ours was, it used to hurt my hands to hold because it was, like, thin metal.
Yeah.
No, I'm a cut an apple with a knife person, and there are two ways to have... apple and almond butter, one of which is you cut it up into little wedges and you dollop of almond butter and you just scoop it up. That's really good. Or you cut the apple into little cubes or slices.
Ooh.
Or well, not cubes, you cut it into the wedges and then you cut it along.
Yeah, into chunks.
Into
which
chunks.
Is the dog's name.
And you put it in a bowl and you drop the almond butter over there and you mix it up and it's great. And then if you've got any left, you stab it with a fork and you just scrape the almond butter from around the bowl and you get a huge chunk on a bit of apple. It's great.
Oh, I'd go a bit different. I would get I'd bring a fork and a spoon, and when the apple's gone, I'd just scrape up the almond butter or whatever.
Oh, you could do
is.
That with the fork as well, just the side of the fork.
Yeah, I mean it's not as easy. I'm imagining like a spoonful left over, like, because fuck proportions.
Even then, I think you could probably do it with a fork. But at the same time, I'm imagining it with a little, you know, dessert fork.
Yeah. My preferred fork. My preferred cutlery is dessert-sized.
Ironically, I hate Jamie Oliver, but my favorite cutlery that we have is Jamie Oliver brand.
Mine is... home brand or something, Kmart brand, I don't know, it's just generic.
Unbranded.
I'm sure it does have a brand, and it works hard to promote it, like on Twitch and Twitter and stuff, building its brand. Why would cutlery do that, Wayne? You're foolish. Speaking of delicious snacks, have you seen that Tim Tams are officially coming to the UK?
I thought you said this was about delicious snacks.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
I have not seen this. I do not tend to keep up to date with Tim Tam news.
It just showed up in my Twitter feed, that was all. I don't have an alert set to Tim Tams. I don't have any Google alerts set at all. I'm positive. I'm gonna break it down for you right now. I'm gonna be honest with you, with the cheese bags.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I really care for Tim Tams or penguins.
And this is after you giving me shit.
No. There is still a hierarchy. I still think Tim Tams are better than penguins, and that's mostly based on texture. But I don't go out of my way to eat either of them.
I'm just trying to figure out how many calories are in a Tim Tam.
Oh, I mean,
like, are they worth it? I doubt it.
It's chocolate biscuit with chocolate filling covered in chocolate. This is like 100% chocolate with a side of chocolate. And you can get the double coats.
98 calories for one.
That seems a lot.
130 calories in one penguin.
Holy shit. What?
That seems wrong.
Wow.
That
doesn't sound right. No.
No. 100 calories does sound about right, because that's about the same calories that's in a bag of Maltesers.
Okay.
I need to get some Maltesers for Jacob.
So that lends me to believe that a penguin is not classified as a biscuit. It is more closer to a chocolate, being that it's around the same amount of calories. So maybe we're comparing...
What chocolate are you eating that's 130 oranges? Calories?
Mm-hmm, any chocolate.
Like, holy shit. Like,
you
no.
just said Maltesers are 130 calories, didn't you?
Yeah, but Maltesers are like, you know, the cheap... There's nothing in a Maltesers. It's made of, like, 40% air.
Okay. 40% air, that leaves 60% for other stuff, which is sugar. So it's 40%
air. 40% malt, and 20% chocolate.
Oh, no. It's not... But that malt is not straight up malt. It's a weird amalgamation of stuff with malt flavoring, which is like sugary shit and stuff, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but like... okay. If you've ever... I'm regretting it even before I'm saying it, but I don't know how to say it. If you've ever sucked a Malteser and sucked all the air out of a Malteser, do you know what size it is? It's that. It's nothing. It's like... M&M size.
It's
like a quarter of a bag of M&Ms that you're having.
I reckon there's the same amount of like calories or whatever in a bag of Maltesers as there is in a bag of M&Ms. I mean, I'm not going to do any research to back that up. I'm just saying how I feel inside myself. Brogan is searching up M&M calories.
I am, because I'm kind of... There's 230, so there's an extra 100 calories.
Okay.
And well, you know what? I'm saying that.
Welcome to Hey Buddy Nice Podcast, your chocolate nutrition podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's not fucking 171 calories. I know better than that. One pouch, there we go.
That's, a pouch of penguins. 10,000
calories.
Open
it up and it's like the family bag. Okay, so a family bag is 500 calories, of course.
Ah, yes.
No.
Hey, I mean, that's still below your 1,200 calories of recommended adult daily intake. You could eat like three of them. Well, three's a bit much. 2.5.
There we go. 37 grams. How many calories in that? 186. I'm very surprised at that.
In what? I mean, it is just all chocolate. Honestly, I'm surprised that Tim Tam hasn't got more calories than what you're saying it allegedly does.
Apparently, I mean, that's what Google was saying.
Oh, Google. Yeah, trust Google.
In a single Tim Tam. It does say 98 calories.
Okay, I'll believe it. I'll believe it. Look, next time I'm at the grocery store, I'll pick up a pack of Tim Tams. I won't purchase it. I'll just peruse the nutritional information to see how many calories per 100 grams. That's the best way to compare shit.
I'm kind of fascinated by... I mean, I've always been aware of calories. Because I'm not a small person, as people may have noticed or inferred from previous episodes where I talk about my struggle with weight loss.
You're five foot six,
apparently.
Oh, there you go.
Every time I go to the gender clinic, I gain an extra centimetre.
Oh, a whole centimetre. Fuck.
A whole centimetre.
Are you stuffing things in your shoes to give you a lift?
No, I take my shoes off.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah. So apparently I'm 5'6". I mean, considering I thought I was 5'4" at the start of the year, I'm very impressed with that. And you know what? That also brings down my BMI.
Woo! Fuck you, scales.
I'm kind of obsessed with calories and protein content of things because there's stuff that I thought had a lot of protein in it didn't. And stuff that And I'm like constantly comparing stuff to like, is it worth the calories for the protein content?
Mm-hmm.
Like nuts, for example. You have to eat so many nuts for it to be worth it.
Yeah, you do.
Protein wise. But you're talking like fucking 500 calories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's even for peanuts. It just, it's so not worth it. It's like, just give me a fucking protein bar.
Yeah. So you know? I've eaten nothing real this week, like with work and all that. So today I bought a piece of steak that I'm going to eat. I mean, protein. I mean, I need something. Like, it's now gotten so bad that I feel like I'm losing too much weight too quickly.
I hate you sometimes. Do you know that?
Don't worry, Brogan. You're not the only one. I also hate me.
I'm so jealous of that. I mean, I've got the fat gene, so my body just clings to fat like it's fucking dying.
My entire family, we've had to resort to surgery.
My body thinks we're still in medieval England on the run from the English. It's like, don't you worry, we'll keep you nice and fat so you can escape those fucking English.
You live in Scotland. It's cold in Scotland. That's what it is. Your genetics are there. It's like, oh, winter's coming. Better be stocking up.
I know, and I hate it.
You should move to the Caribbean, aka the Caribbean.
I should just move to Vegas. It's nice and hot there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's hot there. Yeah, but it's not a tropical climate. It's not as good.
It's a desert.
Yeah, as opposed to dessert, which, yeah, that's what you don't want right now.
I do want that right now. That's cool. Yeah. Actually, you know what? My cravings haven't been too bad.
Yeah.
I haven't really had cravings since I started doing this.
And since you started, that's okay then. Yeah. But you're in a routine now as well, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll probably have a treat for myself on my birthday, but I think I can do that now and not, you know, like I went out for lunch the other day and that was it. You know, they've just had lunch and back to normal.
Yeah. What did you have? Where did you go?
I went to a place called Turtle Bay, which is a Jamaican.
Had turtle soup?
No. We went to, it's like a Jamaican jerk restaurant place, but they have a lot of vegetarian and vegan options.
Gosh, why do you have to be so rude? You can just say it's a Jamaican place without calling me a jerk.
I mean, you are a jerk, but that's not what I meant. But yeah, it was quite. I mean, I've seen TikToks and stuff where people talked about it, and it's like, oh, you know, authentic Caribbean cuisine, and I'm like, it's a fucking chain restaurant.
I was going to say, was it made by three white guys out the back?
Yes,
exactly.
I mean, it was very nice, and you know. I'd never heard of it before. It's the first time I've ever seen it. But I'm like, you know what? I would go there again. And I had sweet corn fritters and garlic flatbread.
Okay.
Which was good.
Sweet. Were the sweet corn fritters close to the sweet corn tamale cakes?
They were quite close. I mean, I don't know what kind of chili was in them, but there was a spice in it. Holy shit. But yeah, I would have that again. And I would have the sweet corn tamales again.
Yeah.
After Olive Garden.
Yeah. After Olive Garden. Yeah. There's a procession. There's an order to things. I say that I haven't eaten anything real this week, but the other night, my brother at the restaurant made me a pasta. And it was at the Grapevine, the old Grapevine where we used to work. Uh-huh. This pasta called a penne paisano was like what they were known for. Mm-hmm. And this new place doesn't even sell anything close to it. So, I had the second penne paisano ever made in the kitchen of 8 Slices Italian Kitchen. Nice. And it wasn't the same. The magic's gone. It was fine, but the magic's gone.
Were you just thinking about it with rose tinted glasses?
With rose Napolitana sauce tinted glasses, yes, because that's what it's got. A rosy nap, which is a nap sauce with cream, basically. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Where do we go from here? I think do we talk about you being a correspondent, or do we talk about, or do we fucking, do we respond to some haters, some people that are hating on us, calling shenanigans on us?
Oh, yeah. Fucking shenanigans.
Shenanigans? My dick shenanigans.
I was fucking speechless.
Right. Well, we're talking about our good buddies. I say buddies over at Pod Therapy.
Now, we'll see. I think there's some slight shenanigans with yours. But
not at all. Not at all.
100%. 100%.
No.
Yes.
Okay. For those who are not aware what we're talking about Pod Therapy. They do their March Madness betting brackets every year. They've usually run two different types. One is for between them and their patrons, and I think there's money and stuff involved. And two, they do it just between themselves. Nick, Jim, Jacob, and Whitney. Where the
and for
loser...
those who don't know, March Madness is college basketball in America.
NCAA. The loser out of them, or the person who loses the hardest, has to buy everyone sushi. That's their bet. And this year, they're doing a third one where Brogan and I chose their brackets based on whatever method we desired. And whoever, well, it was originally whoever loses has to come on to Hey Buddy Nice Podcast to receive a punishment. But they've turned it around and say whoever wins receives Hey Buddy Nice Podcast merch.
I think so where we the need fuck to talk did that come that. From? We'll table that for now, slightly. Mm-hmm. First, we're talking shenanigans.
Yeah. So shenanigans. Should we just... They don't like how... They think that we're bullshitting how we chose these brackets. Because we were a bit creative with our choosing skills.
Well, the reason we did it is because we don't know fucking shit.
Exactly.
About any of these teams. You're at a slight advantage because you know basketball.
That means nothing.
You knew what seeds were. That's still more than me.
Seed just means, like in tennis, your top seed. Well, here comes Andy Murray, the number one seed. Means he's got the most, his highest ranked.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
I didn't know that that's what those little numbers meant until after I started picking shit.
Gotcha.
And, I think Nick was a bit nervous because we talk on Mondays. And
Yeah.
And he was like, do you know what these numbers mean? This is what it means. And I'm like, okay. And then promptly forgot.
Yeah. And were you like, Nick, this is not a social call. I'm paying you for these calls.
No. I don't mind because sometimes I'll just moan about life. Because Nick's a therapist. And I'm like, here's some things that might be going on as to why I'm struggling to lose weight.
Does Nick ever moan back to you, like about gym or anything like that?
No, absolutely not.
Why are you doing the cut off across your neck sign? Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah,
I believe my conversations with my person who is a therapist are private, doctor-patient confidentiality.
Yes,
that works both ways.
So, shall we talk about how we decided to choose these brackets?
Yes.
Okay. So let's do it in the same order that they did, shall we? Because I think they started with Jim.
Yeah,
I can't remember who they went first with.
Go for your stuff first, because they went one for you, two for me, and then one for you. Go for your stuff first.
Okay. So Jim, right? His was my fun one that I enjoyed doing the most. I mean, they did say that it sounded like we put in a lot of work and effort into this. And yes, we did. It took hours for me.
Mm-hmm.
But so for Jim, I looked at the teams because I don't know anything about the teams. And I also did not realize that the little numbers next to them were their seed rankings either. But I found the name of the head coach of every single team. Now, keep in mind, there are 64 teams, I think. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I took their names and I went to a website that would tell me what score that their name would get if played in a game of Scrabble. And then highest scoring wins the game, right? So you got UConn versus whoever. If UConn's coach had a highest scoring name, I say that they go through to the next round. And then, basically like that all the way through. And I think I ended up giving Jim Vermont as the winners for the whole thing.
You didn't get Vermont. I can't remember who, because I remember Jim going, huh, at least it's not Vermont.
Okay, yeah. But yeah.
It was quite high. It wasn't a
completely
dark horse pick.
Oh, yeah, he was like, That's right. He said it wasn't terrible. That's a possibility.
Jim was convinced he was winning this when his stuff was read out.
Yeah. And then they went on to Jacob, I think, or Nick. We'll save Whitney
for
last.
We'll do mine
again.
After. We'll do mine after.
Okay, we'll do the whole thing.
You did Whitney.
So the biggest shenanigans was that they thought that we got together and decided that Whitney was just going to win the whole fucking thing, and we were going to say this is how we picked the teams for the other for everyone else.
Yep.
And just chose good teams for Whitney. Mm-hmm. I did it based on, and now that I think about it, it's kind of shenanigans.
It's fucking shenanigans.
Hey, when I told you this method, you said that's a good method.
It is a good method. Doesn't mean you should use it.
We're allowed to use whatever method. We're not trying to fuck them up. Yeah, we're allowed to use whatever method we want. So I did more research and found out what the home stadium for each team was and the seating capacity of each stadium. And the teams with the highest seating capacities would be the winners in each face-off. And that put Kentucky at the top. And
no, you put UConn.
No.
You put
Whitney
UConn.
I'm looking at it right now.
Did you?
Whitney,
or was it UConn for you?
Yes.
Oh, right, that's what it was.
Whitney has Kentucky to win, and Jim lost his shit at that. He wasn't too happy about that. But then fucking Kentucky knocked out first round.
I'm looking up mine because I know what my stuff was, but I'm like, I want to pull it all up because I ended up saying, I was the one that saying it all to Nick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, while you're doing that, I'll talk about my picks. Now, my picks... I prefaced it like jokingly by saying I've used a super secret method I'll never disclose. Nick's like, Wayne just chose the highest seeded teams.
That's shenanigans. That is shenanigans.
It's not. It's called betting. It's
this isn't a real bet. You were supposed to use stupid methods for all of it.
I still want to beat them. I thought it was going to be they had to beat our real ones.
Oh, okay, then.
As well. But anyway, out of these teams, I still have, I think, 20 teams left in the competition. I went through and checked the standings today. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've still got 20 in there. Of course, I chose UConn for myself because they were number one. But I still didn't read, like, the seeding numbers. Mm. I went to a website that talked about the teams and all that and still did the research. And
oh, no. I didn't even look at who was playing. No.
Yeah.
I don't want to understand it because if I start to understand it, that makes it less fun.
Yeah.
So that was yours.
That was mine.
That was mine. So I picked Nick and Jacobs. And I was... Mm-hmm. I was in work when Jacob sent this over to me and I messaged you. So I'm like sitting in work and on my lunch, I'm like writing it all together. Because the thing is, on the sheet that we got from Nick, I ended up finding an online sheet maker.
I used yours. Yeah,
it was so much easier, right? Because you could just click it and it put it through. But,
autofills.
Yep. And it gave you the little icon for the team as well, which made it easier to find out which team. Because I didn't know which fucking university half of them were. So I'm
I know, because
like,
they're just
know
like
state
letters. And then some of them had like two different teams because I think they didn't know who was going through or something like that. I don't.
Yeah.
That was, that threw me for a bit of a loop.
Yeah, that was a bit. So I spent all my lunchtime researching which state and which like college, university, it actually was. So I had all that information. So I hadn't even picked anything by the time I got home. So I spent another like 4 or 5 hours going through everything and picking it. My two methods were, so I knew what Nick's was going to be, which was, what I wanted to do was the state most susceptible to money laundering. Or state where the most money laundering crimes happen. Something like that. I couldn't find that. I couldn't find stats for that. I could find stats for states with the most imposter scams. So I went for that. Most prevalent to the least prevalent. That was fun. For Jacob, what did Nick... Nick ended up with... Nick ended up with Vermont.
Because
Vermont looks all right. Yeah.
Jim ended up with Iowa, which I thought was fitting because that's where Nick is from.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and then I did Jacobs, and Jacobs I actually had two cracks at because, going ahead a little bit, you submitted one for you. I submitted two for myself, but only because I'd fucking done the work for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, I'm not even going to pretend. I'd actually done the work for both of them. Because in the morning, I had actually had to go myself and I picked the team based on the icon that I liked best.
Their, like, team emblem.
Their team logo.
Mascot logo. Their mascot thing.
And I ended up with UConn without understanding fucking anything.
Yeah. Huskies.
I like Huskies.
Mm-hmm.
And I, when I told Nick this, he was like, yeah, the good teams tend to have the good logos, to be fair.
Yeah. So, yeah, they can afford graphic artists.
Yeah. So that was one. So I came home and I did next one. And I thought, well, there's two. I was like, well, I'll do another one. So I'd done the insane method one.
Yeah.
And I knew at the time I was doing it. I was like, this. I was like, I can never explain this to them.
Yeah.
I just have to say this method was insane and they just have to trust me. But no, the insane.
It's so insane, I can't remember. But at the time, I was like, wow, that is insane.
It is a lot of work. So I wrote out the list of the. So I already had the teams written out, but they weren't in seed order. They weren't in anything. It was literally, you know, like if it was UConn versus Kentucky versus and then BYU versus, it was like UConn, Kentucky, BYU, blah, blah, blah.
I did the same thing.
Yep. So I had it all out in a list like that. And then, so UConn would be one. Mm-hmm. I went to the Nanny fanfic page.
Yes.
And I looked up the Niles and Cece tag. Then I went to page one and started at the first story posted.
I'm trying to play the music. It doesn't want to play. Yep.
This, I was struggling. This is like 8 o'clock at night and I'm like, I don't know what else to do. So, and I went to page one, went to the first story posted, and I took the number for the word count. And I went and added that number to the first one, then the second one, the second one. I did it like that and then sorted it by highest word count.
Highest word count, yes.
Highest word count to lowest. And the insane method... According to Nick, it came out okay. I've got Kansas Jayhawks, you know?
Cool.
And I was kind of disappointed because I was like, I don't like their logo.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can't do that for Jacob. And then, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, you keep talking about that.
So I ended up having that one and I thought, this is too much work to waste.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, fine, I guess I've got two for me. What will I do for Jacob? Yeah. So for Jacob, what I decided to do was... I'm subscribed to the Whiskey Exchange website because...
Big drinker like you, of course, yeah.
Well, sometimes they send me deals and discounts off. And when I'm going to Vegas, that's good to have.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I do not buy cheap. So I went to the Whiskey Exchange website and decided that I had all the states for the teams and I had about half the cities.
Yes.
So I thought, right, I'm going to go through. And because there are teams... Because there are... You know, states with multiple teams.
Yes.
I thought, I'm going to do this by town.
Like Texas has like two or three fucking teams.
Texas
is huge.
They've got loads.
Houston. Fuck ton.
So I ended up writing out all the cities for the teams.
Yeah.
And then going onto the Whiskey Exchange website and searching the city in the website. Pick and sort out all the results from highest price to lowest price.
Yeah.
And picking that. Now, the thing with this is, the thing that Jacob is like, what the fuck? And why...
Jacob got a bit confused. I think that's all it is.
And I don't blame him because it is a confusing method if you don't really understand what I mean.
He forgot the part about the Whiskey Exchange website is what it is.
He forgot the part about the fact that it was me searching it up on a website and I have A, pretty limited knowledge of whiskey outside Scotland and B, little to no knowledge of the states as a whole outside of Nevada.
Yeah.
So it was literally me searching. So half the time you're talking about Macallan whiskey. And sometimes it would be like I couldn't even search the town. It would come up and it'd be like, I don't fucking know what that is. So for example, I couldn't search Bowling Green, Kentucky. I had to search Bowling or I had to search Green.
Because
I think one of them came up with no results. You know, so it was like that. And sometimes the same whiskey would appear twice. And if it did, I would have to go to the next one. And it's like, well, you're lower down the list. That's just tough shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that's how
Jacob was under the impression that it was like the closest whiskey manufactured.
The most expensive whiskey from that state.
Yeah. Yeah, which wasn't the case. That was not the method used.
And it's not the method used, and it's not the method I said.
Yeah, so it's a sound method. If someone wanted to use that method, it's just not the one that was chosen.
Yeah, I do think it's funny that he guessed right. Yeah. It was Kentucky that were the top.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a Kentucky whiskey that it came up as. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was like like there was one that was like 85 grand.
Oh, fuck every duck. What?
Yeah. Yeah. There were some expensive ass whiskeys on there. Is that the imposters? So I still have the spreadsheets for all this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. It was Bowling Green, Kentucky, that got the highest results. And it was Macallan, 55-year-old.
Mm.
And it was 150 grand.
Far out.
Yep. The second was Ohio.
Ohio.
With Glenlivet with 110 grand. Third was Waco, Texas, with Macallan, 65-year-old.
Yep.
At 100 grand. So, yeah. Oh. I mean, and I literally... So yeah, so I ended up just sending it all over to Nick with just the thought, and I actually said to him, I was like, here's all the stuff. I was like, if you've got any questions, just phone me. If I'm awake, I'll answer.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, you know, fine, that gets done. But they do this on the Patreon. They don't do this on the regular feed.
Yes, this is the Patreon episode. Yeah, the pre-show before the regular episode.
Yeah, so they're talking about this and I'm listening, and then they start calling shenanigans. And I am like... Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh.
The second I hear that, I email Nick a copy of my spreadsheet and an explanation of all the way I picked things and the stats I used, saying, with the subject, email subject, shenanigans, part one and two.
Honestly, we had very different reactions, because for me, it had the desired result, which was making people angry about the picks.
No, I don't want to understand it, and I don't want to pick things in a normal way. I still want them to win. It's like I
know, right? It'd be kind of funny if, like, where my first thought was, how do I mess with Jim? But then it'd be kind of funny if he wins as well, based on this stupid method of Scrabble tiles.
I really fucking hope. I mean, who's got the lower seed for mine? So
probably Vermont.
Western Kentucky is 15. And Vermont is there. So no, Jacob has the lowest seed winning. Jacob to win.
March Madness. Let's see the results so far. So we got UConn has gone through. San Diego State. Illinois, Washington, Iowa, North Carolina. Who's Jacob got?
He's got Western Kentucky, and they were against Marquette in the first round.
Western Kentucky, they lost.
Right, damn it.
And Vermont also lost.
Fuck.
Iowa has gone through. So at the moment, Nick is out of the four of them. Nick is the only one that could still take the whole thing.
Do you mean Jim?
That's what I mean. Because Nick is from Iowa. I mean, in his heart, he would win. Of course, UConn won. They're number one seed.
Yeah.
UConn has gone through. So I'm still in it for the whole game.
Still in it for the... did Kansas make it through?
Kansas. It would be handy if I knew whereabouts in the country Kansas were.
Midwest. They were against
Sanford. Kansas are through.
Okay.
But so was Gonzaga, and Gonzaga beat them in the second round.
Ah.
Yeah.
So Broken Serious Method might win, and yours might win, and Jim might win.
Cool. So for the whole thing, I don't know how they score it. If they score it based on how many winning teams per round, and you get like a point for each one, or if your team just wins the whole fucking thing, then you win. I don't know their method.
I would assume you get points, because, see, even if UConn win, like the whole Kansas-Gonzaga thing, I had Samford and McNeese winning.
Yeah.
So that's two... matches I lost right off the bat.
Exactly. It has to be points, because otherwise you could have UConn winning the whole thing,
but their matches were correct.
Exactly. Only that means you only got four wins out of the whole fucking tournament. So
yeah,
we'll have a chat with them about that at some point to find out how it gets scored in that.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's see how that goes with the March Madness. I think it'll be funny if you and I come first and second.
I think that'll be
the funniest. Yeah.
I know. The thing is, I'm slightly gutted because I do want Jacob or Nick to win.
Yeah, yeah. like how when they're thinking that the winner's going to get Hey Buddy Nice podcast merch, and Jacob's like, that's just what I need, a shirt I'm not going to wear.
That's the thing. If Jim wins, it works for Jim because Jim wants Hey Buddy Nice podcast merch. Mm. Why? I don't know. I don't know what Nick would get. I don't know what Whitney would get. Jacob would probably get a bottle of booze.
Mm.
As if I don't know him enough bottles of booze as it is.
Exactly. For undisclosed reasons at this point. Yeah. I think we've talked about it in bonus content. I don't know. I don't think we've talked about it here. Yeah. I was listening to a podcast. I don't remember what it was.
Mm.
But they were talking about times they've gotten detention at school. And that got me thinking, did I ever get detention or anything? And I can remember one time. So I'll ask you first. Have you ever been in trouble at school? Did you ever get detention, suspended, expelled, that troublemaking Brogan Hastings?
No.
Okay.
But the closest I've got is when they would give out class detention, which is fucking ridiculous. Why a whole class is punished for the actions of one person is fucking disgusting.
Yep.
And I was so angry about it. I was really fucking angry about it.
Yeah.
And really, all that happened was somebody had stolen something. I can't remember what exactly it was. But
teacher's car?
No. It was something stupid, something small. And we were all given detention and told to come back at lunchtime. I was like marching down there. I was like, fuck this. This is fucking ridiculous. Got to the classroom, my name was ticked off, and it was like, okay, you can go. Because all she was checking for it was the people who didn't show up.
Sneaky.
And I'm still, do you know what? I'm still kind of pissed off about that. I was like, how dare you fucking make me feel like that?
Yeah.
For doing nothing wrong.
The worst part about shit like that is now that we're older, like, we know how we would and should react as a person in those situations. But as a kid, you don't necessarily have the brain capacity to, one, communicate what you want to say, two, say it with any authority, which is a load of shit.
Yep.
Mm. see, I wasn't like a troublemaker or anything like that.
I don't believe you.
I was more reserved than anything in class.
You strike me as the kind of kid who would stab somebody with a pencil.
Funny you say that. I would never stab someone with a pencil. But in this instance, there was a dickhead, right? Always used to give me shit, and I fucking didn't like him at all, didn't care for him. He pissed me off one too many times. Yeah. I had a brand new Adidas baseball cap, right? Wearing it to school. The area we used to sit at during like lunch, or not lunch, during recess, I guess, was between the school gym and the canteen, cafeteria, whatever you want to call it. Now, with the gym, there is a loading area for loading stuff in. And the cafeteria is up, like almost up a level. It's all outside, right? Mm-hmm. So next to the gym, there's where the loading area is. There's like like an alleyway that you can look down over and see down there, right? Okay. Like one story.
Yeah.
This dickhead takes my hat off of me, throws it down there, and I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll just go fucking get it. Then my buddy says, oh no, your hat just landed in a giant puddle of water. And I'm like, motherfucker, that was my brand new hat. So I attempt to throw him down over this balcony thing. I'm saying, go get my fucking hat, motherfucker. And then out of nowhere, teacher grabs us both. It's like, the fuck are you doing? Drags us away. And I say, let me the fuck go. I'm going to go get my property. I go down there, get my hat. My friend was just fucking with me. It didn't land in a puddle of water or anything like that.
Yeah.
So he was just baiting me as well. But yeah, I think that's the only detention I ever got.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I shouted at quite a few people often.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Of course.
I never got in trouble for it. Because I was smart enough not to do it in front of people who would get me in trouble.
Oh, well.
And what was worse is people knew if I was shouting. It was all right. It was when I looked them dead at the eye without breaking eye contact. That was scary for people.
Yeah.
Because you knew I was fucking serious.
Yeah, people are scared of eye contact.
Mm-hmm. I only did it twice. I only did it twice. And it's when somebody, I can't even remember what they were doing, but they were annoying me when we were outside. It was both in high school. They're annoying me outside. And I looked down, I was like, stop fucking doing that.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh shit, okay. And then walked away. The other one was when one of the guys shouted at me for repeating something somebody else said. He was like, stop fucking saying it. You know, not to excuse any of his actions, he had what was known then as Asperger's syndrome.
Oh,
You know, but...
But his diagnosis has now evolved.
Yes. I don't know what he would be considered now. I believe it's just autistic, but I don't know. I don't know him anymore.
Somewhere on the spectrum.
Yes. And it was something to do with... I mean, he was just a total twat, to be honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was somebody said something that annoyed him, and somebody standing next to me said, what'd they say? And he was like, oh, they said this, blah, blah, blah. And he turned around to me and went, you fucking don't ever fucking say that fucking again.
Yeah.
And then, because we're in the 6-year common room, and like he was, there was a few people sitting at the table, but we're all standing around it, and it was like dead silent. And I just looked, it was like, if you ever speak to me like that again, I will break both of your arms off and shove them up your arse.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Feckle.
Yep. Like, and it was like the minute he stopped saying it, he went, oh, I fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, look, it's the consequences of my own actions.
Foolish fool.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I don't think nowadays I do anything that would warrant a detention.
I think you do a lot that would warrant a detention.
Oh, come on. What?
I think you do.
What? Okay. Give me 15 examples.
I don't think we have enough time for this.
I don't know.
Do you really want me to go through this character assassination of you? Do you have the mental fortitude for me to do this?
Brogan is looking me at dead in the eyes right now saying this, so I know that I should not continue with this line of questioning.
This is not a conversation you want to have.
Yeah, okay, cool. Okay.
Actually a little scared.
Oh, no, I'm just thinking, we will never have an episode where we discuss character flaws at all.
No.
With either of us. Never.
I am a sensitive little baby.
We are.
I am like Matt Donnelly. Cry. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only person allowed to tell me about my character flaws are Jacob the audio guy and Nick.
Jake. Yeah, okay. I understand why Jacob would. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick, because you're paying him to.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Those are the only two people. I wouldn't be angry at Matt for doing it, but I think I would cry harder if he did.
But then he would give you a big hug afterwards. So
but
it's
then
worth
I would,
it.
But then I would be stuck thinking for the rest of my life, this is what Matt Donnelly thinks of me.
Oh, right? God.
Yes.
Matt, this is like Matt's, Brogan's prayer.
Yeah, please, for the love of God, never let me find out that Matt Donnelly doesn't like anything about me.
Oh gosh, we just
it's the
show
same
up in
with
Vegas.
Pendulette. I don't ever want Pendulette to tell me something. I've done something to annoy him.
One day we're gonna show up to the churn, and Matt under his breath is gonna be like, oh, "Fucking
Foxy,
fucking
like,
hell."
Yeah.
Yep. Oh goodness. Let's leave the character assassinations aside now, and let's talk about something completely different.
And now for something completely different. Who was the first person to say that on Monty Python?
Who?
It's not who you think it was.
In that case, I think it was the American.
Nope.
Damn. I can't think of any names except for John Cleese right now.
Palin, Idol, Cleese, Jones,
Palin,
Gilliam,
is Palin's the one that sings Always Look on the Bright Side? Yeah?
Idol is the one that sings
Idol. That's who I'm thinking. Eric Idle.
It's not Eric Idle. You were actually right with Palin.
Well, I wasn't, because I wasn't actually thinking Palin.
It was Michael Palin, Eric Idle, then John Cleese for the rest of the series.
Cool. Facts with Brogan.
It's one of the few random facts I know. I mean, Monty Python is one of my special interests.
Specialist subjects on Mastermind.
On Mastermind, or Go Fact Yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yep. So yeah, I've been working. I only work 4 days a week, 4.5, 5 hour shifts. It's good. It's good. It gets broken up by doing like food preparation, doing deliveries, doing dishes. But I'm moving on and upwards and onwards in the same job to, I think I've talked about it, into the pizza section.
Yes.
I'm going to be a full-time pizza chef, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on Friday was my first, I'm still scheduled for deliveries and back of house stuff. But the boss is, oh, we got a question from the cheap seats.
I probably could ask this afterwards, but it's all I'm going to be thinking about while you're talking, so I need to ask this now. Does this mean you get free pizzas?
Maybe. Ooh. Oh, no. I made this pizza wrong.
Ah, so you get error pizzas, not...
Yeah, I had an error pizza the other night, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yep. Friday night was my first time in the pizza section because the boss is like, yeah, just like, because I'll be working with my brother John. It's like, yep, go in with your brother, start learning a bit. It was the busiest fucking night ever for pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, John says, that's the first time we've ever gone through 2 tubs of bacon in one night.
Wow.
We ran out of prepared pizza dough by 6:30 in the evening. Yeah, it was not good. It was insane. So I'm still like learning like what goes on pizza and what order. So I'm constantly looking at this board that is, I don't want to say poorly written, but it's not my handwriting, so I can't immediately recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucked up one pizza because I confused chorizo with Italian sausage, or the other way around. I was meant to put Italian sausage on this thing, but I put on chorizo. That's a fair mistake. Fair mistake.
They're both types sausage. Of sausage, so yeah.
Exactly. And they both, I don't know about Italian sausage, but I like chorizo. I'm looking forward to that for, if no other reason, no longer fucking up my hands. Because over the last couple of weeks that I've been working, I have more hand injuries than I did working in construction. I look at my hands now and it's like, yep, oh, there's a nice big deep paper cut from a pizza box. That was from a knife. This, I don't know. I must have punched something, but however I took a big chunk out of my knuckle, I don't know. But there's all, oh, and yesterday, the first pizza pan that I took out of the oven, I placed it on the bench to like cut up this flatbread thing. Of course, I just...
Yep, you hold
tried
it down.
Tried to hold the pan. Touched it with my thumb.
Nope.
It hasn't blistered or anything. I was quick to take it off, but it did hurt for a couple of hours. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, wasn't a smart man there. Yeah, well, not smart.
You fool.
Oh, shit. Last night, I'm already into a routine out the back for like scrubbing pots and pans and shit, which is, I don't mind doing that or working the dishwasher. I'm fine with either. But because I was mostly in pizza for the night, when I came out to help out the back, I was mostly putting stuff away, drying off a few things, putting stuff away, like running around like a rabbit.
Mm.
The person who was scrubbing the dishes swapped sides, right? Because there's two sinks. They swapped the sinks.
Microphone abuse.
Yep. They swapped the sinks over, so the scrubbing sink was now the rinsing sink, the rinsing sink was now the scrubbing sink, which meant everything they washed now went on the other side. Fine, whatever. I'm a right-hander. It's a little harder for me because of that, but whatever. What I neglected to realize that there is a, you know, those magnetic strips that hold knives?
Yes.
So there was one of those on the wall, right? And they were just piling up these container things against these knives on the wall. And I took one off. Knife just comes flying at me. These are chef knives. They're sharp as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fuck. Look at her. She looks at me. She's like, I'm just not going to say anything. Yeah. Because it hit me with the back of the knife rather than the blade side, mm-hmm. which wouldn't have been good. I would have had to go to hospital instead of driving to pick up Kez.
Yep.
Yeah, not fun. And then I almost killed someone. I didn't really almost kill someone, but I almost dropped a very heavy thing on their foot because someone didn't push it back under where it's meant to go. So I clipped it with the side of my leg. It fell. Would have crushed some toes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been at more risk in the kitchen than in construction.
Yep.
but it makes you feel alive.
Does it make you miss construction? Like, I miss the safety of a work site.
Not at all. Hey, yeah, at least I get a hard hat.
Mm-hmm. You should just bring in a hard hat and say, this is what I'm used to.
Yeah. I'm starting to have some flashbacks from working at the Grapevine from the early 2000s. Because you use this chemical, I can't remember what it's called, but it's for cleaning the grill, the flat plate grill.
Yes.
You pour it on it and it is toxic as shit. Mm-hmm. And one day doing that, I had to get taken to the hospital. Because
did you drink it?
No, but you can't help but breathe it in.
Yeah, toxic
when
fumes.
You're doing it. So yeah, I had to go to the hospital, and damage to my lung lining, known as pleurisy.
Yikes.
Yeah, so that was a fun time. I could not breathe in without it hurting. So now that grill cleaner gets used around 9 o'clock every night, 8:45, and I smell that, and it starts to get in my lungs a bit, so I get the fuck out of there. Because mm-hmm. you choke, you really do. Yeah. Yeah, actually, even at the Grapevine, because of what happened, methods were put in place for PPE. Like, had to wear a respirator, had to wear gloves, big giant, like, plastic apron and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, but this, no one cares. I could die.
Well, as long as they're not asking you to do it.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's right there to a big open window which comes straight out the back to the sink. And if you're anywhere out the back, it's like there's these big fans that are blowing around. It just blows it all into your face. I mean, it's good when they're cooking food. It's like, yummy, yummy. But when they're like, cleaning shit, no, not fun.
Get a face mask.
Yeah, yep. Or I'll just go away and not do any work for that couple of minutes. That seems to work. It's a good excuse to sit around and get paid for doing nothing for 2.5 minutes. You told me you beat Judgment.
I did.
And I think you sent me a screenshot saying that it's 100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finally. Do you know how fucking long it took me, bearing in mind that I had to start from zero?
4 months.
In hours.
I don't know how to calculate that math.
I don't know. No, it took me 90 hours of gameplay.
Okay. That's all right. 90 divided by 24 is only 3.75 days.
My total hours of gameplay is now like 247.
Wow. I'm like, yeah.
Why did it take me 90? I didn't even finish the game. Yeah. I didn't even finish the main story. I didn't have to because I'd already played and completed the main story. I only had to finish the app.
Yep.
Holy shit. And I forgot that you don't have to just do the shop mission. So the problem was I never officially beat Judgment or like got 100% because there's an app in game that lists all the shops and you have things that you have to do for each. So usually for the shops, it's like eat everything at the particular, eat every meal at the restaurant, eat, you know, but it's also like beat every mini game, beat, you know, Mahjong 10 times, win X amount of poker. So you got to do that, and you've got to do the general mission, the city stuff, which is like, you know,
the worldly stuff.
Beat somebody with a weapon 300 times or whatever. Genuinely,
now you're talking my language.
Because it's a Yakuza game.
Yeah.
So I had to finish that, but I forgot that you don't just have to do that. You also have to finish the whole app, which includes unlocking every single skill.
Yeah.
And finishing the storyline for the four romances.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I don't fucking care.
Don't make me love.
I don't fucking care. I genuinely don't. Like, and if I hate romance subplots like that.
Yeah.
Genuinely fucking hate it. It's one of the big things that I hate about Assassin's Creed Odyssey, first DLC. And there's fucking four of them. And I have to like go through all of them. And so because I don't give a shit and I know that I won't give the right answer. So I'm sitting there with a guide in front of me saying, what do I have to do to max this out as fast as fucking possible? So I had to do that. And then, but to like get all your skills, you have to like get a certain amount of what's called SP points.
Yep.
And you get like 100 of them when you beat a boss or like a boss street fight.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these skills you need to unlock take 18,000 SP points.
Mm-hmm.
So I was... So the easiest way to do that is to go to a minigame or shop in the game, yep, called Paradise VR, which essentially you play a VR game, dice board game, for however much. But you can get up to like 1,000,000 yen a time. I've done one round where I ended up going around the board so many times because I just kept getting dice. Yeah. I ended up with 5,500,000 yen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Now, bear in mind, this is yen, so this is like 100 times more expensive than pound or whatever.
Of course.
So I had to do that, and then I would buy these drinks that whenever you drank it, you were getting like however many SP, and then using like extracts to boost that. So I was
Were
just
they
going.
Alcoholic beverages in the game?
There are alcoholic beverages in the game. This was
These
not an alcoholic beverages.
Aww.
The alcoholic
that,
beverages
your character
are annoying.
Would die of liver poisoning.
Well, that was the thing. You could only drink up to, when you were, your alcohol limit was maxed out, you could drink up to 9 units of alcohol per thing before the game would say, nah, you're too drunk now. And
okay.
You'd have to go and run it off and then go back. So see where you're doing bar missions and they've got like 15 drinks. And you just have to keep going back and back. It's like, I just want to buy all the drinks at once. Let me just... Yeah. As soon as you get the thing that's bottomless stomach, that because before you had to... Before you get that skill, you can only eat as much as you can heal.
Yeah.
So it would be like, oh, you can only have like one burger here because you don't have enough damage taken. Like, fuck.
So it's a bit... See, like, in San Andreas, you could just eat as much food as you want. And if you ate too much, CJ would just vomit.
Well, that's the thing. And as soon as you get bottomless stomach, you can eat as much as you want. It does come up and say, you're fully healed. Are you okay? It's like,
yeah. Do you want to keep spending this money?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's better than Red Dead Redemption with the drinking, when it says that cuts you off. It's like, you've had enough, buddy. In Red Dead Redemption, you can drink as much as you want. And I did that. I did this playing it on stream. And I walked out of the bar and like John Marston, he was shit-faced. He face planted into the mud. I'm like, he would drown if it was raining. And then someone was attacking a woman in front of the bar. I'm like, oh, if I don't save them, my respect level is going to go down.
Yeah.
So, and he's just laying there. I'm like, get up, John, get up. See,
the closest judgment
more games
gets,
should cut you off.
The closest judgment gets is you can't run straight.
Yeah.
So you're like That's, weaving. So yeah. Although you're pressing forward, you're like Taka's going in and out.
Mm-hmm.
But drinking alcohol in the game does have certain effects fighting wise. So you can do certain moves if you're drunk. So I had to do all that. So I just basically had to go play this VR game, win money, go to the shop that was next door, buy these drinks, chug them, because you can only buy 4 at a time.
Yeah.
So chug them until I fucking did that, and then just buy all the skills.
Yeah.
And what's worse as well is if you not to unlock certain skills, you need to find some are QR codes around the city and some are like skill books. So you have to land on a certain spot or you need to go somewhere and buy a certain book, and it's fucking annoying. But I fucking did it. I never have to do it again. Am I going to play Lost Judgment? Well, I wasn't before this, but now I'm like, maybe I can.
Oh,
I don't
know
if I could put myself through that again.
Yeah, that sounds tough. To want it, I mean, the idea behind it is it's meant to be for replayability. I'm thinking, like, so you can, not replayability. I don't mean that longevity of the game.
Yeah.
So you keep coming back.
I will say there's also one thing that I completely forgot, because I forgot you had to do side cases as well.
Mm.
And luckily, I'd done about 48 before I realized this. 48 out of 50.
Yeah.
But the final side case, because I was like, oh, at least I won't have to fight that guy again. Like, no, you got to fight the guy again, because that's side case 50. And it's basically just this guy saying, and it's like, fuck it, it's like the Matrix. So you go and meet this guy in an alley, and he's like, you know, I'm trying to be the strongest fighter. And Taka's like, I'm sorry, what? And you have to beat this guy, and he's got like 5 or 6 health bars.
Yeah.
You have one, and you have no access to items.
But just give him one long health bar. Why 5 or 6?
Well, because he's got one big long health bar, and then... It comes down per color.
And okay.
And
that's
the
fine.
The earlier it is, the more effective like certain moves are.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you get to like the second to last one, the yellow one. It takes fucking forever to go down. so to the point that I was like, I am not damaging this guy at all.
Yeah. And how do these fights go? Do they usually, is it like a Metroid game where the bosses have a pattern that they follow, and then once you beat that pattern, they start a new pattern? Or is it just like fist fight, you don't know what they're going to do next?
You kind of know, but the timing's off. So for this guy, his name's Shin, you kick his ass for the first two health bars, right? Yeah. And then he starts doing this thing. So in the game, there's two types of like kung fu or fighting styles. One is crane and one is tiger. So tiger's for like strong enemies that there's only one off and it's close range. Crane is for when you're fighting groups of enemies, you know, round kicks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
but if kung fu movies have taught me anything, is that when there's a bunch of guys surrounding you, it's lore that they can only attack you one at a time.
Oh, no. These motherfuckers do not let up. So you kick his ass for the first two health bars. And then he starts to do this thing where he, like the arena goes blue for say. And blue is the same color as Crane. So you have to switch to the Crane fighting style.
Mm-hmm.
You will still get hit by his stuff, but he also has this thing where it's like power rings. It's very like weird.
Shang-Chi?
Kind of. And then, but if they hit you and their color syncs up, you can heal and get stamina. If you are red, fucking knocks you out. Or like doesn't immediately knock you out, but it takes big chunks out
your
you know, health bar.
It's not good for you.
No. Which is really annoying, because if Shin gets you and knocks you down and you're like stunned and have to like keep pressing the X button to stand back up, if he switches in the meantime and starts hitting you with shit, you get knocked out again until the thing changes.
I hate that shit, man.
It's honestly, so literally all you can do is just, you have to watch it, and the second he moves to change the color, you have to change it as well.
Yeah.
And just fucking just keep hitting him.
Yep.
And I was quite impressed with myself. I think the first time I did it, it took me like a week of trying to get it.
Shit.
But this time I was sensible, because the first thing he does, one of the first things Shin does is he takes your phone, and your phone is like your pause menu. So you can't pause the game either. You can't pause the game. Yes.
Can you push the home button?
Yes, but he still keeps hitting you.
What?
Yeah.
When you push the home button, that's meant to stop everything. No. What the fuck? Can you push the home button and then push like suspend menu? Like put the PlayStation into rest?
No, it just keeps running.
What? That's not possible. Oh, how like, dare they?
I don't know if it does if you keep hitting rest, but by the time you come back to it, it'll say game over.
It might know. Yeah.
So, yeah, you have no pause menu, but what you do have is the quick access menu. So if you've set, like for my example, I set all the good healing items in there. So like the ultra, the big medical kit, the medium medical kit, and something called like tough it out, or like it was like an extract thing that basically the second your health, if that was active and the second your health hit zero, it would restore you to full health. But that extract was gone.
Yeah,
I used that a lot. I finally managed to fucking beat him, and I was like, yes. So,
if you didn't have them in your quick menu, they would normally be in your pause menu, and you wouldn't be able to use them.
Yep.
Gotcha. Yep. And when you access the quick menu, does that sort of like freeze the game or anything?
No.
Okay.
Because it's basically just the arrows. It's the D-pad arrows, and you have to like double tap.
Oh, yeah. Quick assigned things. Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking something like Metal Gear, where you hold like your R button and it brings up like your weapons bar, and then it sort of freezes the action, and you just select what you want, let it go, and it unfreezes.
The whole point is you're not allowed to pause during this match. This is like the culmination of all fights in the game.
Yeah, yeah. They want you to feel like it is an event, basically. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did sit there and I was like, I really fucking wish I'd saved my last save to the cloud, because if that was the case, I wouldn't have to fucking do this again.
Yeah.
But no, I did it. I beat it. I don't ever have to open judgment again. I can hide it.
Yep.
And never look back. And now I'm like, oh, if I can do it with judgment, I can totally do it with Shadow of Mordor. And I'm sitting there
these fucking
Uruks, man.
Yeah.
I only have 3 trophies missing.
But no, you have to start Platinum. Lost Judgment. You have to start Lost Judgment.
I don't know. Because
our buddy Brent McKay.
Oh, is Brent in Lost Judgment?
Yeah.
Oh.
He is.
I mean, I'll be honest, I tend to play games with the sound off anyway. I use the subtitles.
I hate that. I hate that so much. Yesterday, I was playing Minecraft on stream with Sam, and I've set it up because Sam's always saying, like, oh, when I'm a streaming DJ, I can, like, show up on cat cam and, like, do music interludes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I made, you know how I have my me puppet for when I don't want to be on camera?
Yep.
I made a Sam puppet. And it's a Sam cam now.
Mm-hmm.
But the way to get the lip syncing working with Sam speaking, I have to fuck around with my audio. And I could only get her voice and the desktop playing through the same time. And we're playing survival mode on Minecraft. And for some reason, all the game sounds were down low. So I couldn't hear anything. It's like I couldn't hear creepers attacking me and spiders and skeletons. I need the sound for a video game. Yeah.
I don't like it because I like to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
And audiobooks and stuff when I game, because otherwise I'm like, when else am I going to listen to all this? Yep. Why would it? Yep. I mean, unless there are very rare times that I'll turn the sound back on.
Yep. I have some good news. I'm finally up to date on Ice Cream Social. I'm back there. That means I can start listening to some of my other friends, like Two Characters and a Clown, which I have started listening to after you advised me that you were phone called and didn't realize you were talking live.
I didn't know I was talking until RJ said, we're going to go listen to Junk, and I went, wait, what?
Yep. And I'm back into Pod Therapy. I've even become a patron of Pod Therapy so I could listen to them talking shit about us in their March Madness bracket. So I'm very happy that I can get back into other podcasts once more.
Good.
It's good times. But yeah, video game talk, I don't have anything really to add to it. I've just been... Oh, actually, I do have one thing to add. Yesterday, playing on stream, Mitzi dropped in. And he resubscribed. I was like, aww. Oh, thank you, Mitzi. Because Mitzi, he's the kind of guy that doesn't use Bezos bucks. He just pays in full dollary dues.
Mitzi's a real one. I was like,
oh, thank you, Mitzi. Big shout out. And then he goes ahead and gifts 5 subscriptions randomly as well. So I just want to, again, say thank you, Mitzi, for that. He started a hype train.
Yeah. We love Mitzi.
Yeah. But yeah, I just haven't been playing anything that I want to play except for online games on stream, and that's Valheim and Minecraft, and I'm not good at either of them.
No.
Yeah. It's more about getting on there and talking shit, that's all.
Yeah, you're better at that. I like single-player games. I like to just focus.
Yeah. I just haven't felt it within me to have the capabilities of playing like a single player or a story-driven game or anything like that. It's like, But yeah, I think that's the end of my list. Have you got anything left on your list?
I feel like there was something we were going to talk about and I can't remember what it was.
You saw some movies.
Oh yeah, I went to the cinema for the first time in forever yesterday. I went to see Wicked Little Letters, which is a British film. There's quite a few folk in it that I was like, oh, I know who you are. Including the amazing Olivia Colman, who I have loved forever.
British folk. Let me guess some British folk who are in it.
Okay.
I'm going to go with... what's his name? He's from...
You can't guess and then say, what's his name?
No. He is from... He's the old... He's one of the old guys in Game of Thrones.
That's every old British actor.
In Big Fat Quiz of the Year, he always reads the excerpts from people's biographies.
Charles Dance.
Charles Dance. Is he in it?
Okay. No. It took far too long to get there, so no, I'm just going to cut you off now. Timothy Spall was in it.
Don't know him.
You would know him.
Prove it.
No, I don't have time for this. Joanna Scanlon was in it, who's a name that I'm like... I ended up sitting there watching her, and I'm like, I fucking know you. Who are you? And then it came up in the credits. So I went, oh, yes! I like her. But yeah, it was okay. It was... I didn't really know anything about it going in, so... Mm-hmm. But I think it was better that way.
Yeah. So sometimes that pays off.
Sometimes it doesn't. It does, but it was completely random because I was at the gym yesterday and I was about to go downstairs and get food and Mum's like, we're going to the cinema. Do you want to come? And I'm like, okay. She's like, we're going to Wester Hales. And I'm like, oh, the fancy cinema. Okay.
Ooh, reclining chairs, charcuterie boards.
Not charcuterie, but like fancy ass, big ass reclining chairs.
Yeah.
With tables. And I'm like, yeah.
Ooh, chair with a built-in table or like it's a separate table?
With a built-in table that swivels.
There you go. Oh, yes.
But it's been, I looked up, it was 2018 the last time I was there. So.
Oh, to that, yeah.
To that cinema. So, yeah, I was like, yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. So, and then I watched the Barbie movie last night because we were talking about that on the way home, and I'm like, I still haven't seen that yet. I've seen parts of it, but I haven't seen the whole thing. So, I watched that, and yeah, I didn't cry. I don't know if I expected to cry or not, but, you know, I like Ryan Gosling in it. I thought he was really funny. Yeah. I saw John Cena in it.
Yeah. John Cena?
John Cena has a cameo in it.
Oh, yeah. I still stand by saying it's a movie you don't want to watch while already feeling depressed about the state of the world.
Yes. Yep. But, yeah, it was good. I would rewatch it. And I like... There was one bit where they're talking about, and Margot Robbie's Barbie is like, you know, I just don't feel conventionally attractive anymore, or something like that. Yeah. And then the... Voice of God comes over. It's like, not to the producers, Margot Robbie is not the person you want to cast when making this point. And I was like,
Have you seen the new movie rights that have been purchased by Margot Robbie's production company house, whatever?
I don't know. I know that
based on a video game, Sims.
Interesting.
The Sims?
No. I watched videos of people playing The Sims.
Yeah.
But I'd never got it. And it was never for me. Yeah.
Hard for me to play. I always did the same things anytime I did. So I'm expecting some key points from this movie. One,
removal of stepladders from the pool.
Yes, that is one. Two, graveyard in your backyard.
Okay.
Three, the ability to place as many fireplaces as you want into a room and remove all the doors. Four, hold a party in said room. Five, there is a butler mandrill monkey that you can tell what to do. You tell it to light all the fireplaces while everyone is in the room, because the monkey can just like spawn over there and spawn out, so the monkey's safe. Then you need the place to catch on fire and kill everybody. And some of them will get out because the house starts to burn down, and they will jump into the pool and can't get out, so they'll drown even though they were on fire, and the graveyard fills up.
Hello, police. My video co-host is insane.
Come on. That is staple Sims playing.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't know because I never played it. The closest I've seen is the McElroy brothers do it for Monster Factory, which was essentially them doing sitcom families. Insane. That was good. Yep. I missed that.
I tried to play The Sims 3 one time. I created a character who was going to be like a serial killer guy. And when the neighbor girl came over, I locked her into like a glass room, like a 4x4 cell.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, because she was the neighbor, she could just spawn out and she couldn't be his like torture victim. It was sad.
You are very deeply disturbed.
It's a video game. I play first person shooters.
I never said anything about The Sims. I'm just making a point.
You've just played a game where you had to, bludgeon people with an object 300 times or something?
I was also playing a game where people were shooting deadly circles from their whatever fucking nunchucks.
Yeah.
They're not really reality in that.
Oh, okay. How many people in reality, I mean, I'm sure it's more than zero, but how many people in real reality have a mandrill monkey butler?
More than you'd think. It's a non-zero thing.
It's more than none. Yeah. How many have ghosts of their dead relatives haunting their house? I can say for fact, zero. Big fat donut hole.
We don't know that.
There are no ghosts here.
There are no ghosts here.
There are no ghosts. Ghosts do not exist.
You don't know that. You don't. You're not a scientist.
Come on, motherfucker. Come on.
You don't know that.
I like how the only qualification for this is to know if ghosts exist is you have to be a scientist.
Yeah, you've not done scientific research to confirm that ghosts do not exist. All we can say is there are no ghosts here.
Okay, all right. This is getting into God territory and atheism. We're not going with that. But atheism arguably is agnosticism and atheism, if that's not atheism. Yep, housekeeping time. To be done by a monkey butler. Housekeeping. We are announcing. I've got two things to announce.
Okay.
One is for now. Hey, buddy, nice podcast. We're dropping down from twice a week to once a week, just because things are getting a bit on top of us, especially with travel coming up and things like that.
Yeah.
Our schedules are filling up a bit as well. So at least for now, pre-Vegas, it's going to be one a week. But by then, like, we're going to be away for 3 weeks, so we're going to have content. So we'll see what happens after the fact. Other piece of news, housekeeping-wise, is I have some Piff comic books available for purchase. They are very limited amount. This is the same comic book that came in the collector's edition, you know, special edition of Piff the Magic Book Volume 1. And that thing's got a hefty fucking price tag. So I'm assuming a lot of people don't have it. And it's been out long enough now, so I'm comfortable saying, hey, if you want one of these, you can buy it. But I'm opening it up at first to patrons. It's already been opened up to patrons of Not So Good At This. It's now being opened up to patrons of Hey Buddy Nice Podcast. So I'll put a post up before this, or at the same time that this episode comes out. What you get a Piff comic book signed by me with a message in there as well. Usually hilarious. You'll get a Piff comic art print. You'll get your name or likeness in a Piff comic, or, you know, someone, if you want me to add someone that you know in there instead, I can do that as well. Whatever, we can talk. Whatever random stickers I have laying about, and my undying love. Now, I was questioned on this because someone said, your undying love sounds like you're going to haunt me. So that can be exchanged for my dying love as well. So it's not a permanent thing, if need be. What I'm asking is $50 American and whatever shipping costs on top of that. Now, the good thing about that is if you are going to Scoop Fest, I too am going to Scoop Fest, there will be no shipping charges because I can just hand you this shit in person. Or maybe it might be cheaper for me to send from within America if you live in America as well. There's a couple of options. But yeah, I'll put the post up there so you can look at it by the time that this episode comes out.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I am still going to Scoop Fest and I am still... bringing stuff with me if you want it.
Yep.
So if you want to get stuff from my website and not pay shipping, buy it and let me know.
Exactly. And why wouldn't you not want some Brogan Hastings stuff? Shame we can't do that with Hey Buddy Nice Podcast stuff, because that's all handled by an external website, because we don't have the funding to purchase all this merchandise to have sitting around in garages that we don't have.
In garages across two continents.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem, exactly. Really.
You can also support us by heading over to Patreon, Hey Buddy Nice Podcast that would work, but nicepodbud.com/Patreon. If you throw a couple of bucks our way, you get access to extra shit, even more money, and we'll send you physical things as well. But it's okay if you cannot afford to support us financially. Look, I was unable to support some, I still am unable to support some of my favorite podcasts financially, but I'm throwing $2.20 towards one of them now. So, and you get, I get good bonus stuff out of that. I hope you get good bonus stuff out of what we do as well. But still, if you can't, just listening every week, that definitely helps. And also sharing with people who you think might like the show. Because, yeah, we can get more people listening. We can, hopefully do this even better?
We can try.
You can try. Yeah, we can try. But if you want to talk to us, you can send us an email, admin@nicepodbud.com, or on all social media at nicepodbud. But if you've got something you want to say to Brogan directly, that is at 7 billion needles.
And if you want to talk to Wayne directly, it's at Wayne Geo.
But let us know what you think. If it's better to eat one penguin or a packet of M&Ms or Maltesers, based on calories or taste, your choice. Anyway,
I mean, if we're talking taste, M&Ms.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Maltesers, too many Maltesers hurt your mouth. That's not good.
It does.
Even when you suck the fucking air out of them. Anyway, thanks for stopping by and having a listen.
As always, stay fresh, cheese bags.